You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast with host Fifi Peters.
So today, oil prices took a breather from recent two-year highs as the Organization of the Petroleum Exporting Countries and its allies, known collectively as OPEC Plus, reached a deal to end production cuts implemented when lockdowns squandered demand for oil. But here to discuss what this could mean for the prices that we pay at the fuel pumps and the opportunities to invest on the JSE, I'm joined by Nick Kunze from Sanlam Private Wealth. Nick, thanks so much for your time. So the legal oil cartel today finally coming to a deal after a few delays. Just explain to us the dynamics of this latest deal.
Yeah, good evening, Phoebe. It's a finally got to agreement. You know, with OPEC, they often normally don't agree. It's usually been the running joke for years, but they finally have come to agreement. So what they did agree with their allies was to pump an extra 400,000 barrels a day each month. That's going from August and then ultimately ramping up output to about 2 million. And then, according to them, around about December 2020, they're going to start pumping as much as 4 to 5 million barrels. So ultimately what that means is they're going to start basically flooding the market with oil, and it should lead to lower oil prices. And you've seen the immediate knee-jerk reaction today with the likes of Brent crude down 6.8% and West Texas also down almost 6.5%. So tough day if you were an oil trader today.
Yeah. But Nick, is there a caveat there? As in it should lead to, you know, demand for all this new oil that's likely to be forthcoming as a result of this deal. If the demand is there, I mean, Delta is doing crazy things all around the world, and there's concerns that that demand may not be there and that we could get a situation in which many countries like South Africa are pushed into tighter lockdown restrictions, restricting demand.
So it's a bit of a strange one, because a higher oil price typically means the world is turning, the economies are growing. Oil, of course, is the most consumed commodity in the world, and it's usually quite a good barometer of what is going on the ground floor. So it's usually quite a good sign. It's been a little bit skewed recently because of the COVID lockdowns and the sort of extraordinary, I guess, period we're in that OPEC have been pulling the levers. They've taken a lot of barrels off the market. So it was difficult to quantify how much was solid demand and how much was OPEC, I guess, manipulating. And I think the jury's probably out. I think they're leaning more towards the fact that a lot of this was manipulation, but now we've seen the likes of them coming back to the market. So, but as you rightly point out, COVID, new Delta variant, big concern. You saw this morning, even before the market opened, airline stocks in America after the news over the weekend of this COVID running riot with this Delta variant, airline stocks naturally getting hit, and a few others. So it's a tough one, but I think ultimately long term it is good. It is good for the world if you have a lower oil price. It means your cost of production is cheaper, and it means people like us in South Africa that import a lot of our inflation on all of our oil. Ultimately means, cheaper fuel at the pumps for us in South Africa.
How long is long, and are you expecting any speed bumps along the way? I mean, we're looking at the oil price today below $70 per barrel. Should we be expecting it to go further south, or is there a possibility that we could head back up to those two-year highs that we've come off?
So one thing we do know is that there is, at the moment, because of the sort of the last few months with what OPEC been doing, at the moment there is not an oversupply of oil right now. There was actually a shortage. And in fact, a couple of houses after the news of OPEC yesterday broke, coming out of their forecasts that oil should ultimately go higher as demand increases. The tough one to figure out now is what happens if the world starts to shut down a little bit more, if there is more concern over this Delta variant that's running sort of riot and certainly in the Far East and now we're seeing in Europe as well. Because then it does become quite difficult to forecast. But you know, a lower oil price is not necessarily bad for the world, and it's going to be quite a balancing act, I think, between OPEC and what they do with the economy.
But how's about for Sasol, MTN? What does a lower oil price mean for them? And are there any opportunities for those who are looking at oil stocks in this current environment?
Well, I guess look no further than the likes of, Sasol. You know, Sasol obviously its input parity price or the price of oil. But the Sasol likes a much weaker rand, which we're seeing now. So Sasol not exactly in a bad spot. Rand 14.58. And overall, it must be said, South Africa as a whole. As I say, I refer back to how much of oil we import and inflation that we import. You know, with a weaker rand, we really need to do with a weaker oil price. What we don't want is a strong oil price and a weak rand, because then we are definitely in trouble with inflation. So right now, I think the JSE is looking okay after quite a torrid day on the markets. But this oil price certainly is going to feed through to better story for our local producers.
All right. So if you do have the spare cash in your pocket right now, would you advise some counters that do take a lot of their direction from the lower oil price as a buy, counters like Sasol or an MTN?
Well, it's a difficult call. We've got to see what this COVID does. So you're putting me on the spot here. Quite frankly, I think given what these markets are doing globally overseas, given what oil's doing now, I see it's down session low now, $66.30 a barrel. I would take that spare cash and probably keep it under my mattress for the next couple of days till we get some more sort of guidance out of Europe and the like. So there we go. Sitting on the fence with that answer.
Old school style. Just make sure that your mattress is not in a position where it can burn down. A lot of flames in the past days, Nick. That would be a travesty. But we'll leave it there for now. Nick Kunze, Portfolio Manager at Sanlam Private Wealth.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.